The City of Richmond has completed its investigation into the flooding of Mitchell Island between Christmas and New Year. The city said the combination of a king tide and a significant storm surge event contributed to the flood on the industrial swath of land on December 27, which resulted in close to record high levels of water. The island, on the Fraser River between Richmond and Vancouver, was cut off for several hours, with some workers telling of the waters partially submerging vehicles in the space of 10 to 15 minutes. A tweet posted by the city on the day of the flood indicated that all of the city's pumps on the island were operating properly, but that an investigation would take place. A spokesperson for the city told the Richmond News that it does have a long-term flood protection strategy for Mitchell Island, which was developed in consultation with local businesses. However, in the short term, we are working with impacted property owners to identify solutions and encourage the construction of private flood protection infrastructure to protect their low-lying properties, and installing interim measures to prevent flooding along Mitchell Road, explained the city spokesperson. The flooding on Mitchell Island resulted from river levels exceeding the elevation of some low-lying land along the riverfront that is prone to flooding during long return period high water events. The city's long-term plan includes acquiring rights of ways along riverbank properties to facilitate a future dike, and encourage landraising to facilitate construction of a super dike on Mitchell Island. The news also reported that week how the city's flood defenses appeared to hold up against the king tide and rainstorm at Britannia Heritage Shipyards in Steveston. There was, however, signs of flooding at London Landing in Steveston during the peak of the king tide.